it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we do our best to always help you understand the complexity of who you are as a human being. So we have these four components, and a lot of people don't understand that part of us. They think of us as a physical being or maybe an emotional being, but we also have an intellectual side, obviously, and the idea is to continue to learn until the last day of your life. I always tell people, try to learn one new thing a day, you know, just anything. It doesn't make any difference what it is. It can be a little tidbit of information. And then we have the spiritual side, which I'm not saying is the religious side. It's more the connection to your higher powers. And if that includes religion, then that's great. If it doesn't, then go hug a tree, you know, go be in nature, go, you know, watch a sunset, but do something that connects you to that higher power that's out there in the universe. So I have as a returning guest today, Patricia Simone, and you can find her shows with me in the past at synergyconnectionradio.com, or you can go to the podcast platforms for Spotify or Apple in particular and look up some of her past shows with me there. She's relocated herself to, as I say, Minnesota, but I used to live in Wisconsin. And so a lot of those little, I don't know, accents, I guess, the yada hey and, you know, ya and all of that comes through in Minnesota even more than in Wisconsin. She is a certified hypnotherapist, a Reiki practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. And our topic today is going to be what are the rules of the mind? But before we totally get started, I want to remind you to go to the website itself. So go to www.synergyconnectionradio.com, and all of the shows are archived there. There's over 400 of them now. And not that you want to binge listen, but there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful guests that have been with me for a number of years now, and they're all located there. You can read a synopsis of each show, and then you can be in contact with that person personally if you choose to do so. Also on that platform, on the landing page, there is a link to Boomer Products. And I tell people I've been on them for 7 years. They are a sponsor of the show, but I love their products. And I think in today's world, you know, with the viruses that are still out there and everything else, I think it behooves all of us to be as healthy as we can possibly be. So if you are on their website and you look at somebody's testimony and relate to it, or you see a product and you read about it and you go, you know, I'd like to try that, all you need to do is put in my first name, L-U-C-Y. They're going to give you 15% off of your order. And that's a nice little number, you know, regardless of what you're getting, 15% off is a good thing. So just keep that in mind if you go to check out Boomer Products. And like I said, it's on my website, www.synergyconnectionradio.com. So welcome back, Patricia. I haven't talked to you for quite a while now. And I know Minnesota can be very, very cold. I have family that lives there, as well as family in Wisconsin. So how are you doing?
I'm good. And thank you for having me back on. It's great to see you. We're having a nice mild winter here. So no snowfall, no accumulation. And I will have to say it hasn't been bad.
Okay. And you well, you got the other half of January going here and then February and March. I remember last year when we talked, you were like over it because you had so much snow that had piled up and you thought it was melting. And then here came another blast of it. So I think what's happening for you this year that's different is very different for us. We're in an El Nino you know, pattern down here. And so everything that's starting on the West Coast is coming down low and hitting us. And so it's dreary, it's rainy. It's just not your normal Florida, you know, weather for people that are down here for the winter. And today the high is only going to be around 55. Wow. And that doesn't sound, I mean, that's like springtime weather in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Right.
But for Floridians, I've got on a sweatshirt because it's cold for me.
Yes. Yes, I remember. So I came down for a visit in December, and I was so happy to come back. It felt like being home. However, it rained the whole time I was there. It was not the Florida that I knew and loved. There was that storm. So it goes in cycles. And for those who think that Florida doesn't have seasons, I must say there are seasons. There are
Absolutely.
changes of weather, and they do drop leaves off the trees in the fall, but maybe only for 3 weeks. But I've seen it happen.
Yeah, no, it does. That is, I've had to look for that. I mean, I've been down here for 23 years now, and I've had to look for those seasonal appearances, let's just put it that way. Because in my mind, having been born in Indiana and living in the Midwest most of my life, I'm used to tulips and crocuses and jonquils and daffodils and all kinds of things in the spring, lilac bushes, and then you move into summer flowers and then you move into fall. Here, it took me years to even know, what season it was because it always seemed like it was the same. But now I know it's not.
No, there are definite differences. And I know in the winter we would always get four seasons in one day, is what I used to say. It would be winter in the morning when you first get up, spring by 11 o'clock, right? Summer by 2 or 3 o'clock, and then fall by dinner time. So we do get those four seasons all in one day,
On one
though.
day.
But yeah, I do appreciate getting back into nature here and being able to garden and not have to worry about, I mean, there are snakes, but they're not going to be, you're not going to be in the areas where a snake will show up,
No,
right? You're going to
never.
be, out in the open, different bugs, so you don't have to worry about any tropical bugs up here. So it's nice to get back into the earth and plant those flowers, and then, see the rewards at the, peak of summer and August and September. So it is nice. It's refreshing, but I do miss my Florida.
Yeah, well, you can always come and visit, no doubt about that.
Yes, true. It's not going anywhere.
No,
It's not going anywhere.
it's not. More and more people are coming. You might have to fight for space on the road, but you
Well,
do have that.
back on the bicycle. On the bicycle. It's
Absolutely.
okay.
Absolutely. So, what do we really mean when you go the rules of the mind? I mean, I know what I think of, but what are you thinking of when you say that there are rules that the mind kind of plays and does as we move from childhood, let's say, to adolescence, to adulthood, to old age? We have these concepts of the way our mind works or doesn't work.
Correct. And so everybody's mind works the same. The mind follows the same rules, but your beliefs may be different, right? And but your beliefs are what makes up who you are and how you look at the world and how we can heal from past traumas. But when we're talking about the rules of the mind, this is something that the mind basically, it's part of its job. Its job is to really serve us as human beings, to keep us safe and to make our life easier. It doesn't judge us. Our ego does that. But our subconscious mind really is the mind that we're speaking about when we talk about the rules of the mind. So, for example, one of the rules of the mind is that every thought will have a physical response in our body. And so, if we can understand, and one of Dr. Joe Dispenza's books really points this out very clearly, that we will have three actions in the three minds. We have the neocortex, which is the first outer brain, where 40 to 60,000 thoughts will fly by a day, but it's what we choose to think about, right? Which thought do we grab and hold on to? And when we grab and hold on to that thought, it creates a feeling in our body. It will slip into the limbic brain or the midbrain, and that job is to release a chemical response into the body, which can be anxiety or joy or love or fear. And that will trickle into the body and it will affect every cell within us. And so that's the second brain. And then when we look at the third brain is the cerebellum, which is where repetition creates habit, which settles into the subconscious mind, so that we no longer have to have the thought, but the body releases the chemical because it's just part of the habit that we created.
So let me ask you a question. So people that are glued to the news, you know, whether it's on their cell phone or whether it's, you know, they've got the news on constantly in the background. Right now, our news is mostly negative.
It's
I don't,
hideous.
I mean, we can't find very much that's positive out there.
No.
So people who are addicted to that are constantly bombarding themselves with
Correct.
the world is not safe. The world is, you know, dangerous. Life is hazardous. And so you're constantly in a fear modality, correct?
Yes, correct. And our bodies are designed to manage fear with an immediate response or reaction, which is the fight or flight syndrome, right? So in the past, when our only fear was, you know, tribal fear or animal fear, where we had to run away, hide, or fight, or be still, right? So those are going to be our three responses. But as a society, we're not getting a break from that. And then once that initial fear is over, let's say, you know, we're living out in nature and a tiger comes, we have to make a decision, we run off or we fight, but then it's done and our body can release those chemicals and let it go because we remember now we're safe, we've taken care of it. When we live in this high anxiety world that we're in, the body's not stopping that. Right? So that fight or flight syndrome continues, which then activates our adrenals, which could then really lead towards adrenal fatigue, right? And we're always exhausted and we don't know why. We can't have our energy back. And most people don't, well, I shouldn't say most people, but I should say that we're becoming more aware now that our fear is taking a toll on our body.
Oh, stress is just a killer, you know, for so many
right.
people. And I will say, you know, there's two products that are actually, I use them from Boomers, but ashwagandha, you know, you can get that at
right.
any good health food store. But ashwagandha is wonderful for calming the adrenal glands so that they're not constantly secreting cortisol. And then a lot of people don't know that vitamin B12, you know, the complex Bs, are incredibly important when you're constantly under stress.
Right. Well, we can also take matters into our own hands, right? I mean, we can do deep breathing work, which is going to calm down the vagus nerve. We can do humming, which we talked about, which is going to bring vibration in, which is going to recalibrate, so to speak, our inner world and bring calm back in. And so we can do that in just 5 minutes with between humming or deep breathing.
Right. I know a lot of people have trouble with deep breathing because, you know, it is, I don't know how to put this exactly, but you really need to be very focused on the amount of time that you breathe in and the amount of time that you breathe out to counts, you know, like a four and six and things of that nature.
Right.
But humming, I'm kind of curious about, because can you have a favorite song like Zippity Doo Dah? And so, you know, you might hum that song.
I mean, you can, but the premise of humming really is just your own tone, right? So like more, but it does involve some breath work. And what's important to know, the more we practice something, the more we want something, the easier it becomes. So if people really want to take action on their calming their nervous system, 3 to 5 minutes is not going to be a big effort for people to practice, unlike learning a new instrument, right? Or a new sport or something. So with deep breath work, a lot of us, because we're in fight or flight, we're doing shallow breathing. And that all comes from the upper chest. And you're not really infiltrating your lungs with air. So the body wants oxygen and it's saying, I'm not getting enough oxygen. So then we increase our breath. So the body's doing that with its own automatic response system. I need more air, so I breathe heavier. Now I have more anxiety, I need more air. But when we take a minute and we send the breath deep into the lungs first, and we fill the lungs from the bottom up, then we're actually giving the entire respiratory system the oxygen that it's craving. So, in other words, it's no longer air hungry, which is something that people will refer to when they're having anxiety, is that I'm air hungry or I'm air starved. So if we breathe deeply in and we take a nice deep breath in, and then we close our mouth and then we hum out for the same length of time that we've taken in that deep breath, what we're doing is we're sending our own vibration, our own frequency into the vagus nerve, right up and down the spinal column. And that's going to start to recalibrate and self-soothe that nervous system. Your heart rate will start to come under control. Your adrenals will start to relax, and you're essentially using another tool aside from the ones that you've mentioned that can help. This would be more immediate. There's no time release. It's just in a matter of seconds, you really can feel the difference. And it's your vibration. So, yes, you can hum your song, but a more constant steadiness is going to bring a more even vibration in.
When I was working with kids in the school that were having a lot of anxiety issues, I would have them lay on the floor in my office and I would just put a heavy book on their belly so that they understood that deep breathing would raise the book up and down because they couldn't figure it out. They would take a deep breath and raise their shoulders. And I was
It's
like,
true.
no, that's not deep breathing.
Right. For as automatic as breathing is, there is a way that we can control the breathing rather than the breathing controlling us when we're in that anxious state. And so when we decide that we're going to take control of the breath, and what I tell adults who are in my Zoom office mostly, if we imagine that we're sending, that our lungs are balloons, and we are sending our breath to the deepest part of the balloon, and we're filling those balloons from the bottom up, then we can actually feel the difference of where the air is going, right? So if some people take a deep breath, it's up here. You can see that they're not understanding what a deep breath means. But we all know what blowing up a balloon feels like, right?
Right. Or they can rest their hand on their belly. If they're sitting in a Zoom session with you and you're working with them on this, they can feel the pressure of their belly moving out. So they'll know that they're doing a deep breathing exercise.
Yeah, and that's also true. A lot of people are disconnected from their body. And so, using a combination of everything to help people really reconnect with their body and understand what their body's response is telling them. Because the body's telling us things all the time, but we're not in the body, we're in our head most of the time.
You know what's really fascinating, and I think you and I have probably talked about this in the past, but because we spend more than 90% of our time in our brains, rationalizing and thinking things through and trying to figure things out. If you didn't know this already, you have 40 million brain cells that are actually in your heart. And the intuition that we all have is there and it's connected to your brain in your heart. So if we can learn to go from our brains to our heart to make decisions or to look at life a little differently, then your heart is going to guide you correctly 100% of the time, whereas your brain is only going to be able to guide you to what you're listening to. So your friends, family members, the news, politicians, I mean, they're all giving you information, but it may not be accurate information for you.
And the way I've been looking at the heart in the last couple of years is that the heart really holds our soul's desires. It's our first brain. However, through life and listening to other people, we don't actualize our heart's desires. So we become disconnected and we start to use our thinking brain. But when we look at our heart as our first brain and knowing what we want, the brain that's in our head is supposed to be the soldier that goes out into the world to accomplish the heart's desire, right? But right now, many people are disconnected from the heart. They're disconnected from the body because they're in the head way too much, and the body and the heart are kind of left unattended, if you will. Right? So it's a big journey to come from the head back into the heart.
There's I think when you were living here in Florida, I probably showed you the Inner Balance device.
Oh, yes.
And that's from the Heart Math Institute, out in California. And what they have found is that if people are disconnected from their body, that that is a wonderful device for connecting them. And it's very simple because the app's on your phone and you just clip that on your ear, and somehow, some way, it synchronizes your breathing. And then your breathing will tell you whether you're in heart coherence or not. So if you're in your head, it's going to be red all the way around the mandala. If you're moving into heart coherence, it goes from blue then to green. And when you're totally in heart coherence, it stays green. And so people can learn, by looking at something, because sometimes they just don't know, am I doing it right or not? And this is an immediate feedback.
Those visuals really help people. And that's another thing with the breath work. You're really coming back into your body. You're getting out of the ethers of thought and you're coming back into what's real. And the only real thing is your body. That's really it. All those other what ifs and the radio and the news and all of that is noise that distracts us and wants us to focus on fear, which takes us out of our body. Right. So the tools are great, like you were mentioning, for people to actually see it happening now.
And I think something else that's very true is that fear motivates you, and marketing people know how to use that tool to market things. And
Well, there's a
so,
school for that. They go to school for
yes,
that.
they do. They do.
So,
And with social media and with, the technology we have today, it's so much easier to bombard people with fear. They need to detach from their devices and they need to watch. One of my favorite PBS shows is All Creatures Great and Small, that James Herriot, the books that he did years ago. Well, they've made this into a PBS series. And it always has this beautiful little message, so that when you finish with one of the shows, you feel good, as opposed to watching something that has violence or, like I said, news or politicians talking or something like that, which certainly doesn't leave you feeling good.
So that brings me to another. I mean, there are several rules, but another rule of the mind is imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And when the two are in conflict, imagination always wins. And fear is imagination run wild, right? So when we are lost in fear, right, that's where the brain's going to go. It's going to win. And so control your imagination would be a great resolution to that. What do I want to imagine? What do I want the world to see? Not what the world is telling me, right? So if you want to maintain control of your imagination.
One of the things that I just saw, and I thought, what a cool idea for people, is to, because we're just starting this year, right? So we're only 11 days into the year. If you had a big, beautiful bottle, or you had, with a wide top, or if you had a big vase that you liked, but every day to put one good thing that happened during your day. So your focus is not so much on fear, which is false evidence appearing real, but it's on really something that was wonderful that happened, a bird singing, like for you, a robin appearing in the spring, to say spring is here, a beautiful snowflake, a bright blue sky, but something that was wonderful about that day. Stick that into the bottle. And at the end of the year, recognizing all the wonderful things that did happen during that calendar year. And I think that would begin to shift people more into gratitude as
More into
opposed
joy.
into anger and fear and anxiety.
Because that leads me to the next, another rule of the mind, which is once your inner mind or the subconscious accepts an idea, it remains until it's replaced by a new idea. And so if we're listening to everything that's on the news and we get the idea that war is coming, or, you know, go on with a million of those fears right now.
Right. And how much of it are you creating? Just
right. But when you, right. So when you accept it to be true, that's your focus. Right. So now you have what you think is the inner knowing, but you've created the inner knowing.
Right.
Because you've accepted everything that you hear. So you can have a filter and say, okay, you know, we're sitting in our rooms right now and we know that there are walls around us. We just know it because we've seen it, we feel it, we know it's there. But you and I are not going, oh, look at this wall, it's closing in on me. Oh, look at the color of that. We're not thinking about the wall. So can we look at the fear as the wall? We can know it's there, but do we feed it? That's a choice.
Right. There's a Native American, I'm sure you've seen it before, as a Cherokee story, but it was about a grandfather talking to his grandson. And the concept was, you know, which one are you going to feed? You know, your fears and your anger, or are you going to feed, you know, the joy and the beauty of life? And the choice is always ours to make, which one we decide to feed.
Right, because now another rule of the mind is actually two opposing thoughts cannot be held simultaneously.
Right.
We cannot be in love and fear at the same time. We cannot be in, you know, happiness and sadness at the same time.
Right.
We can shift between the two, but we can't be in the same energy in the same moment. Right. So we can shift. We can choose to shift. We can go on a fear diet. Well, we can consider putting our mind on a diet, just like we do our body. What thoughts do I want to feed my mind? Are they healthy and nutritious? Are they nourishing? Or are they making me feel scarcity? Are they making me feel like I don't want to go outside? What are my thoughts? What are they?
Right.
And how does that respond in my body?
Right,
And
right.
so once we become another aspect I've been looking at with mastering our minds is that is the true mastermind, right? Everyone's running to mastermind classes for one thing or another these days. What if we could just master our own mind first and then realize how amazing our brain is and how we can reap the rewards and the benefits of our own best strength, the best muscle that we have. That best muscle. But we have to strengthen it, right? We have to take it to the gym for a little workout.
Right. Well, I know, you know, vibrational frequencies are things that you and I have talked about for years. But I mean, that is who we are. We are in a physical body. That's our container. But
yes.
We are in reality nothing more than a vibrational frequency. So if we are you know, vibrating at a positive, love-based, optimistic, gratitude-filled frequency, as opposed to anger, anxiety, fear, those kind of emotions, you know, we are going to stay healthier ourselves. And I think one of the things that is really crucial for people is to appreciate the difference in that frequency, that we have the ability to heal ourselves of anything, really. If we move into at least that 500 hertz or above frequency level. But when we stay in the base ones, it's tough. It's just tough to stay healthy. And, you know, so many people have major stress in their life. They have health issues in the family. They have financial issues. Maybe they're relocating. Maybe their kids, you know, are on drugs. Who knows what's going on? And so it's not easy. And I'm not saying this as a Pollyanna kind of, you know, life can be beautiful. But if we work at, just like your breath work, if you work at understanding who we are, then your life can shift, because then you're in the driver's seat. It's not the world out there in the driver's seat. It's you.
Right. It's you taking control of your ship again and seeing the storm up ahead Or the blue sunny skies behind you, which way do you want to travel?
I'd be turning my boat around.
Me too. Me too. So once we realize that we are in control of our boat, we can make better choices. And yeah, there are, right, we can't be numb to suffering because you and I both have our fair share of suffering in the world. And we know it gets pretty dark there, but our light never goes out. It's just we can't see it because of the heavy energy of emotion, because emotion is energy. And so we get weighted down by that energy, and at times can make us feel debilitating. So we can take products like Boomer, we can take products to help us sustain or maintain our body. But once we start to implement, let's say things like humming, like breath work, don't forget, you are essentially a wind instrument. We are. Our vocal cords are, the way that the notes get placed out into the world. So if we're not expressing the darkness or the sadness, we're essentially trapping it in the body, causing more disharmony or discordance within, and allowing those thoughts and feelings to escape from our body, whether anyone hears it or not, isn't important. It's the important thing to get it out. So that it's no longer right when we release that chemical reaction, it doesn't have anywhere to go because we haven't given it an outlet with fight or flight. But if we speak those words and we clear it out, we're doing our body a favor, our energy
It's
a
almost
favor.
like we're a little early for spring. But people have been putting their holiday decorations away and boxing them up, and I have here.
Right.
And so maybe if people could kind of look at their life and just say, I need to rid myself of anything that is holding me back or is making me feel, negative, sluggish,
Powerless.
heavy, then, because everybody that I know, has these New Year's resolutions. I'm going to get healthy this year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And, by March, it's all gone. They didn't do any of it and they give up. So maybe if they just took baby steps every day to look at, am I releasing these toxic ideas? Am I spending time where it feels good? I'm joyful. Or am I spending more time in places that make me more fear-based and anxious, but to be able to begin that identification and then cart that stuff out to the trash, say, I don't need this in my life anymore.
Yeah, January is a great time to declutter. And so as we declutter our home, we declutter our mind and therefore declutter the energy in our body. It's just it's symbolic. Cleaning the outside world is, symbolic of cleaning your inside world as well.
And for those who like to do ceremony, I mean, there's some wonderful sages out there. They could even burn some sage. And I know negative energy likes to be in corners of rooms, and to go through and maybe do a housekeeping and get rid of some of that negative energy that's still hanging around.
Move the energy, and that's the same thing in our body. So if we're moving it by breath, by humming, by singing, by supplements, our energy wants to move. We know nothing if we don't recognize that change is the only real thing, right?
No,
If
that's
we
very true. And
right, so we can
it's
sit
what we
in it.
fear the most is
It
change.
is.
And yet it's the very thing that we have to do. So it's like, okay, look in the mirror and recognize this is the year of change.
This is your comeback year, your comeback year.
Absolutely. Well,
So,
listen, our show is basically over for this time. How can people reach out to you?
people can visit my website at www.juleshypnosis.com, email patricia@juleshypnosis.com, or text at 631-942-0506. Be very excited to talk to people about how they can lift up their energy, regain control of their mind, and have a great 2024, really. We're at the very beginning.
We are at the very beginning, and that's, a good thing. I mean, if we were already halfway through the year, It's not that they couldn't start the journey, but what a great way to start 2024.
And we are today in the 111 portal, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are.
Yeah.
11 has always been my magic number, actually. Sevens and 11s, but everybody has a number that works for them.
Right. Yeah. So it's a great day to set your intentions and get your body back in alignment for a joyful year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for being part of the show again, and I hope your 2024 is absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, Lucy. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you. And
You're very welcome.
great wishes for 24.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody, please go out there and share the show with others who want to also make their 2024 the best year ever. And join us next week for another Synergy Connection show. Thanks so much. Have a good one out there.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.